Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Joshua Brustein. A New York-based company trying to do for restaurants what Amazon did for retailers. Joshua, tell us about Wonder Group. Who are they and what are they trying to do?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Wonder Group is running a chain of unusual food halls, as they call them. These look like your normal kind of lunch takeout spot. You would walk in, and instead of seeing a menu, you would see iPad that would actually display about 20 menus as though they're, you would be ordering from 20 different restaurants. But all of that food is actually made in the kitchen in one line on this with the same ingredients and the same methods. So it's basically one restaurant masquerading as 20.
What's the point of that?
Well, I think there's two things going on here. Number one, Wonder Group, which is run by the Mark Lori, who's the former head of Walmart's e-commerce, thinks that customers really want a lot of variety. And if you have a restaurant where you can go in and get basically any type of cuisine you'll want, that you'll just go there every time you want food. Instead of having a pizza place, you go when you want pizza, a Mexican place, you go when you want Mexican food, and so on. And also, if you have a method of cooking that can do all of these things, the idea is that you could theoretically do them more efficiently, save money on costs, and undercut other restaurants on price.
Are these actual humans? I mean, these people are cooking your meals when you order it? Because I would like to think that the person who's making my meal has some kind of expertise.
Yeah, so there are definitely humans in the backs of these restaurants, at least for now. The way that this works is through a method called par cooking, where there is a large centralized facility where meals are partially made and then shipped out to the various branches. And then people at those branches cook things, finish things off, and hand them to customers. In the long run, the company is trying to have more of that on-site preparation done automatically, so that the humans do as little as possible.
Is this up and running already?
Yeah, there are almost 100 locations open up and down the East Coast. They started opening in 2023, and they're going to continue to expand aggressively through this year.
And people like them?
That's a good question. It's a little bit hard to tell kind of overall how much people like them. I definitely talked to some fans of the restaurants. They've partnered with a number of high-profile chefs, including Bobby Flay and Mark Murphy. And those guys will say, oh, the food is great. It's just as good as the food I was normally making. When asking around to kind of your normal run-of-the-mill customers, I found that some people liked them. Some people said it was terrible. Some people said it was really inconsistent. My own experience with eating there was more of the latter. I feel like I had some good meals there, and I had some sort of head-scratchingly poor food in the same place.
And are all these critiques being taken into account by the company?
I think that the company is convinced it's making really good food. That is at least their official line. They dismiss a lot of the criticisms as either competitors griping or a general wariness about a new way of making food that people will eventually get over and realize that this is the way they want to eat after all.
Okay, this may be super efficient time-wise and maybe economically, but if you were a chef who associated your name with something like that, doesn't that dilute your brand?
Yeah, I think that that's an interesting question. And I think what you see is that most of the high-profile chefs set up separate brands that were Wonder-specific brands. And in the case of at least one restaurant that used its own name, Wonder is not allowed to serve in their home market. So this is allowing, according to the chefs I talk to, allowing them to extend what they're doing beyond things that they were ever planning on getting into. And I did talk to a couple of restaurants who felt like, I actually talked to one restaurant here in New York City, a Thai restaurant called Sri Pathai, which said, we're not sure they're really doing our food very well. And they expressed a little bit of wariness about how this was going to play out.
Well, that's one way to avoid the competition. Joshua, thanks very much for the reporting and the time. That is Bloomberg's Joshua Brustein. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.